Good afternoon, everybody. I would like to call to order the Transportation, Finance, and Policy Division of the Minnesota House of Representatives for this Thursday, April 30th. My name is Frank Hornstein. I'm a state representative from Minneapolis, and I'm the chair of the committee. We have one item on our agenda today, House File 976. As I am the author of that bill, I will be handing the gavel virtually to the vice chair of the committee, Representative Brad Tabke, and he will take it from here, and I will be virtually moving to the testifier's chair. I'd like to welcome everybody and thank everybody for attending our meeting and to those in the public for tuning in. And with that, I will hand over the gavel to Representative Tabke, the vice chair of the committee. Representative Tabke.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I'm just going to confirm that I'm not muted. You can hear me?
We can hear you.
All right. Thank you. So thank you, Chair Hornstein. Reminder, if members have questions or would like to be recognized, please email or contact Mr. John Howe, and he will notify me so that we can I can call you on you to speak. Members and presenters will be muted except during votes and when engaged in discussion. So please press ** to unmute yourself when you are called on to speak. And there's somebody who needs to mute themselves right now, if you could please. Reminder to members and presenters to ensure your physical phone is also not on mute when.
Pass. Can you hear me, Mr. Tabke?
I can hear you, whoever that is.
Okay, we'll mute.
Thank you. From there, we will need to take the roll. And so, Mr. Dodge, Committee Legislative Assistant Dan Dodge, will you please take the roll?
Representative Hornstein?
Present.
Representative Tabke?
Here.
Representative Perkelson?
Present.
Representative Bernardi?
Present.
Representative Elkins?
Present.
Representative Hausman?
Present.
Representative Heinrich?
Present.
Representative Cagle?
Present.
Representative Kosnick?
Kosnick present.
Representative Mason. Representative Mason. Representative Nelson.
Present.
Representative O'Driscoll.
O'Driscoll present.
Representative Petersburg.
Present.
Representative Richardson.
Present.
Representative Runbeck.
Present.
Representative West. Representative West.
West present.
Representative Walgamott. Representative Walgamott.
Please unmute your phone.
Representative Joachim.
Present.
There is a quorum.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dodge. With the quorum present, we will move forward. So next item on our agenda is approval of the minutes from April 8th. Representative Petersburg, could you move those minutes for us?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the minutes of the April 8th as presented.
Thank you very much, sir. And with this being a procedural vote, we will do this by a voice vote. All those in favor of the approving the April 8th minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? Thank you very much. The motion prevails. And the minutes from April 8th are adopted. So now we are going to move forward to the next item, which is the the amendment for House File 976 from Representative Hornstein. This is a vehicle bill. And Chair Hornstein, would you like to move your bill?
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. This is a amendment that is going to replace the current House File 976 that's before you. It is the result of a collaborative effort among the four major caucuses that have been working together on developing this comprehensive bill that is a combination of a number of different provisions that we have deemed to be non-controversial with little or minimal or no fiscal impact. We had a process to determine those inclusion of those kinds of provisions in this bill. And I'll just simply say before we vote to incorporate this that in the transportation arena, we've had in my time at the legislature, an unprecedented collaboration and coordination among again, the four major caucuses in the House and Senate. I'm very pleased that in our transportation sphere since the COVID crisis, and even before then, but particularly since the crisis, that we've worked very well on a bipartisan basis. And I especially wanted to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your involvement in our working group, as well as Representative Torkelson, for your active engagement. And so to both of you, thank you for your advice. It's not always been an easy road, even putting together a bill like this, and your work is greatly appreciated. So with that, I would move the DE amendment. That is the A20-0752 amendment. And this is a member. This is an amendment simply to get the bill in the shape that I would like the committee to consider it.
And thank you, Mr. Chair. And first, I don't know if I missed it there or not, but will you move the 976 House File 976?
Oh yes. Let's move the original bill, House File 976, as well. Let's do that motion first, and then we'll do the DE.
Perfect. And
the motion is to send it to Ways and Means.
Exactly. Perfect. And so now that we've got that on the table, will you do the DE amendment now, please?
Sure. I'd like, again, the committee to approve the, and I would move the A20-0752 amendment.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And so with that, we need to, this is a question for Mr. Howe. I'm making sure that I'm doing this correctly here. Do I need to have a vote on the author's amendment first
yes.
for the DE, or are we okay?
Okay. According to Mr. Burris, but I believe you can, yes.
Okay, so we will have a voice vote on the A20-0752 amendment to put House File 976 in the proper order. Is everyone clear? Have any questions on what we're voting on currently? All right, with that, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, the motion prevails. So, Mr. Chair, it is in the manner that you would like for House File 976. And if you'd like to please go forward and explain the bill.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. And as I said, this is a number of these provisions are House provisions. They have been seen by the committee. Several are Senate provisions that will be new to the committee, but have been vetted through the Senate Transportation Committee as well. And I will ask Mr. Burris to walk the committee through the bill. We have 24 sections. And just to give folks a heads up, I am going to be moving to delete section 24 from the bill. But I would still like Mr. Burris to explain that provision as well, and I believe there will be some testimony on that. So with that, I would hand the microphone over to Mr. Burris from Nonpartisan House Research.
Mr. Burris, please proceed.
Mr. Chair and members, this is Matt Burris. First, just confirming that you can hear me.
Yes, we can.
Very good. So I will be walking through the sections in the A20-0752 amendment. And I'll try to highlight in particular the provisions that the committee had not heard in other House files previously this session. Moving into the amendment, Section 1 deals with circumstances where a road that is a private road and is maintained by a public unit of government can become dedicated as a public road. It adds a notification requirement to tell that the unit of government must notify the private road owner about this dedication provision. This is House File 3526, Representative Sundin in the House, and is modified a bit from the as-introduced language to clarify the scope of application. So this applies, and you can see this in the effective date language. This would apply to work that, or repair activity that would commence starting August 1st, 2020, and wouldn't apply to road authority maintenance activities that had been continuously taking place, regularly taking place on a private road prior to that. Section 2 is the first of a couple of turnback provisions that combine to have the effect of keeping a portion of a trunk highway as a trunk highway in St. Paul so that the turnback only applies to a portion in South St. Paul. Section 3 contains a technical correction for description of the Specialist Noah Pierce Bridge so that it identifies the proper location. Sections 4 through 6 refer or address the display of various kinds of temporary motor vehicle permits. And there are kind of two basic changes. One is to modify where the temporary permit would be located so that a new type of permit that is able to function and look somewhat like a license plate would be issued, and the permit itself will be placed in the location of a license plate. And then second, there are some record-keeping changes on the record requirements that can now be or will be able to be handled through the new information technology system. And then Section 7 is a information exchange provision on when a driver is involved in a motor vehicle collision. It allows for a driver to provide an email address instead of a residence address, as well as would eliminate a requirement of actually showing the driver's license to other people involved in the collision. Sections 8 and 9, oh, and 10 provide for an interim inspection certificate on school buses so that a school bus dealer would be able to provide this certificate of the vehicle having been inspected, and that would then allow for the school buses to be operated on public roads until the next scheduled annual inspection that's performed by the State Patrol. And this also contains a clarification on the penalties for violations applying to the operator of the school bus. Section 11 had not been heard by the committee, and this is coming from House File 3624, Representative Sundin. This modifies the requirements for when a lead or following escort vehicle has to accompany a load that's either over width or over length beyond the usual. And it lays out the situations where a licensed peace officer has to be used as part of the escort, when a lead vehicle is required, when a following vehicle is required, depending on the circumstances of the width or the length. And it also specifies the situations where the Department of Transportation can require additional escorts. Sections 12 and 13 split out a identifier on driver's licenses and identification cards so that a separate identifier would be available for mental health issues. Under current law, that is combined with a identifier that is available just optionally for autism spectrum disorder or mental health. So this would generate or allow for somebody to select separate identifiers. Sections 14 through 16 modify the regulatory powers and duties of the Department of Transportation in overseeing special transportation service providers who provide assistance who provide transportation service for elderly and disabled. This modifies record keeping as well as situations where MnDOT can prevent operating certificates when a provider is not in compliance based on somebody not being on the active roster of the provider, or and as well as situations where the commissioner can prevent the compliance certificates or suspend it based on failures to pay some of the required fees. And that, by the way, is one of the bills that have been heard in committee. Section 17 comes from House File 4319, Representative Torkelson. This would be new to the committee. This modifies the membership of the Driver and Vehicle Systems Oversight Committee that was established in 2019 legislation and would allow for the chair of the Governor's Blue Ribbon Council on Information Technology to continue to serve as a non-voting member on the Oversight Committee, even if the Blue Ribbon Council is disbanded. Section 18 is another piece of the partial turn back that was discussed a little bit previously. Section 19 is a new provision being proposed in the amendment, and this modifies a expiration extension that had been enacted previously this session in response to COVID-19. This would broaden the folks for whom a license or identification card expiration extension applies, so that it would also include folks whose license or ID card expires in the month right after the month in which the peacetime emergency ends. So for those folks, the extension would extend similar to the other, the current law extensions. It would get an extension into the end of the following month. And then, Mr. Chair and members, Section 20 is another provision that would be new to the delete all amendment. And this would require reporting on federal funds that would be provided to the legislature separately from the Department of Transportation, Department of Public Safety, and the Metropolitan Council. Each of those reports would be due by February 15, 2021, as well as annually until federal funds are expended. And these are federal funds that are provided in relation to the COVID-19 coronavirus, not just federal funds generally. So this would last for a more limited period based on funds coming in. Section 21 is another turnback that had been heard in committee. This is in Stearns County. Section 22 is another new provision that's being added in the delete all amendment and would direct school bus operators to use the pre-warning and stop signal and stop arm systems when operating a school bus and stopping on public road to drop off food or other items for students. Section 23 coming from a House file that had been heard in committee and provides authority for Aitkin County to merge the various pot sources of funds, state aids that are provided for unorganized townships so that they would not have to create a separate account for each unorganized township and could use the funds throughout the various unorganized townships. Section 24 is another new provision being proposed in the DE, and this would direct the Department of Transportation to create a policy on evaluating and selecting projects for any program that's used for project selection, allocating funds, awarding grants, and so forth. So it's a wide variety of types of programs. The policy has to have various elements that are specified in the language, including that the policy would need to identify criteria and weighting and scoring for each project. It would need to apply all of the relevant criteria for that scoring. The area transportation partnerships and other local authorities would need to be involved in the process. The scoring and decision-making outcomes would need to be publicized, and the score assigned to each project would need to be identified when the project is included in the state transportation improvement program. The department would be directed to implement the policy by November 1st, 2021, and could then update it as needed. There are also some various entities that need to be consulted with in creating the policy, and a legislative report is required by February 1st, 2022. And then, Mr. Chairman, members, there's a repealer in Section 25, and it goes along with a couple of the provisions that have been touched on previously. So the repealer in paragraph A eliminates authority regarding escort vehicles and the setting of the escort requirements around when a special permit is being issued for overdimensional loads. So that's in effect being replaced by the language that specifies when escort vehicles are required. And then paragraph B goes along with the special transportation service provider changes, and this eliminates an obsolete variance provision. That, Mr. Chair, is the delete all amendments in a nutshell.
Thank you very much, Mr. Burris. Did someone have something to say there? Or Frank,
oh, I just, Mr. Chairman, sorry about that, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to thank Mr. Burris. Before we get into Q&A and the rest of the hearing, I just really wanted to especially thank Mr. Burris and Mr. Lee. As you know, our nonpartisan staff does such an incredible job all the time. But in this period of crisis and challenge that we are facing in the state and in the legislature, they have been particularly stellar and very helpful. So I just wanted to thank Mr. Burris and Mr. Lee for their work. And so thank you for that overview, Mr. Burris. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I couldn't agree with you more about the wonderful work that's being done by everyone on during this crisis. And so we have just to make note real quick for the record that Representative Mason and Wolgamott have joined us today, so they are now on this call as well. And we don't have any questions yet that I'm aware of for the bill. So, Mr. Chair, while people are sending either via text or email to Mr. Howe the fact that they would like to speak on this issue, if you could, do you have any other issues that you would like to discuss with regard to this bill?
Not with regard to the first, up to Section 23 and Section 25, I think are straightforward. I would like to keep those sections in the bill, but at the appropriate time, Mr. Chair, I would move. I won't now, until we have the questions answered on the non-controversial parts of the bill. I do have deemed Section 24 quite controversial, and would like to remove it from the bill. I'll hold on that motion until we have a broader discussion on the bill. If the committee has questions, if not, we could go straight to the amendment.
Nope, Representative Torkelson has entered the queue with a question. Representative Torkelson.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you still hear me?
We still can.
All right. My question is in regards to the new 21-day temporary permits. I'm trying to find out if this is going to add extra expenses to deputy registrars in the form of additional supplies or printers or ink or whatever it takes to produce these new temporary vehicle permits. I don't know if anyone is available from DVS to answer that question, or if perhaps the author of the bill knows the answer.
Thank you, Representative Torpenson. I just want to note that we all on the call, we have Eric Rudine from MnDOT, Jordan Halt, Halt Ofterhide from DPS, and Judge Shetton from Met Counselor here to help with any questions. But, Mr. Chair, I'll let you take a crack at that first.
Mr. Chair and Representative Torpenson, that's a good question, and I would defer to a Driver and Vehicle Services Division of the Department of Public Safety to respond to that.
Mr. Haldofterhide, are you available?
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me, Chair?
Yes. Please proceed.
Yes. Thank you, and thank you for the question. There will be no additional cost to the DRs. This is handled the same way as we handle the process for registration stickers right now, and it's done through the Minnesota Auto Dealers Association. So there will be no cost to DRs.
Thank you, sir. Representative Torkelson, do you have any follow-up?
No, thank you for that clarification. That was my understanding. I just wanted to make sure we had that on the record for everyone's verification. That's all I have right now. I think I have another question, but I got to figure out what it was about.
Thank you very much, Representative Torkelson. I am not aware of anyone else that has questions at this time. So, Mr. Chair, we can proceed with your A2 amendment.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair and members. The A2 amendment is to delete Section 24 from the bill. And I don't take this amendment lightly. This really came with a lot of a consultation with a number of stakeholders in the MnDOT project development process. It came, Mr. Chair and members, from some conversations that originated in the Senate. You know, I put this in, I agreed to put this in the bill, I think, because there's some important ideas contained here. And we've had a number of members from both sides of the aisle, in both the House and the Senate, that over a period of years have been interested in the issue of evaluating project development, you know, as regards to MnDOT. And, you know, so as this was circulated over the last couple of days, there were a number of important concerns that were raised. And again, I think one of our major criteria for including provisions in this bill was that they not be controversial and vetted. And I think that while I think there are some very good ideas contained in here, it is fairly expansive. And I think it's better that we put this aside, have more discussion of this, particularly during the interim. There was a letter that I believe many of you received or should have received in your packets from city and county engineers. They weighed in with some concerns. MnDOT had some concerns as well. There's just a lot in this provision. And again, it's very worthy of our discussion. I just don't believe it belongs in this particular bill at this particular time. And I'll say in conclusion that as our informal working group discussed this idea, Senator Newman and I feel both very committed and will be, you know, committed to further conversation and discussion about this. And we are going to hold a series of interim hearings with both of our committees together. So every member of the Transportation Committee and the House and the Senate We'll be holding hearings on the issue of a MnDOT project development, how we can make it more transparent, how we can involve more people first and foremost, and what are the criteria that we're going to use. And I think it's particularly important as we head into an uncertain period with the Trunk Highway Fund in particular. There was a recent article in the Star Tribune that's already projecting a $440 million shortfall in the Highway User Tax Distribution Fund over the next year. And so, you know, how we're going to handle that. So there are many things that we will need to discuss in the interim. This is one of them. I'm committed to that. I'll say that on the record. But I don't think that this is just too broad, too expansive, too controversial, I think, to include in this bill. And that's why I'm asking the committee that we remove this. But it's not the end of the conversation. I think in many ways it's the beginning of the conversation. So with that, Mr. Chair, I think it'd be maybe appropriate for me to move the A2 amendment.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. You move the A2 amendment, and we have one testifier. But before we get to the testifier from Mr. Ted Scheneker, we have Representative Torkelson who would like to comment. Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just wanted to voice my support for this amendment. This issue, while it seemed appropriate when it was first introduced, we soon found out how controversial it is. It is an important subject that deserves attention, but this did not seem like the right approach at this time. And I strongly support removing this particular item from the bill.
Thank you very much, Representative Torkelson. And if anyone else has questions, again, please email or text Mr. John Howe. And with that, we'll go on to testimony from Ted Scheneker from the Ramsey County Engineer.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and committee members. Just confirming.
Hello, Ted. Thank you for being here. Yep, you're good.
Thank you. All right. My name is Ted Scheneker. I'm the Ramsey County Public Works Director and County Engineer. I'm actually here on behalf of the Minnesota County Engineers Association. As you just mentioned, my comments today are in regards to that Section 24, the transportation project selection process part of the bill. As Representative Hornstein mentioned, the joint letter was between the Minnesota County Engineers Association and the City Engineers Association of Minnesota was sent to the committee that provides a lot of details on the comments that I'm going to share today. And I'm actually going to pare down my comments just to keep it kind of simple here. The one thing that we want to show is that, you know, that letter is signed by both of the engineering entities in the state. I mean, it shows a strong partnership between us regarding the local bridge replacement program, the local road improvement program, and the Safe Routes to School program. Without having much time to kind of fully understand the content of the language that was being proposed, we at this time are supporting the existing current statutes and processes that these local funding programs are administered through the Office of State Aid at the Minnesota Department of Transportation. And we just really want to say that State Aid is truly a trusted partner with the cities and counties, and we have a long history of partnerships and collaboration with them. As we move forward, though, if there are proposed changes, legislative changes to those existing statutes and processes, we are not going to be obstructionists, but we really want to be part of the solution so that we can continue to ensure, you know, the success of those programs in delivering those important local road and bridge projects throughout the state. And so with that, we just, like I said, we just wanted to reiterate our support of these programs and appreciate the legislature and governor's past funding support for these programs to do those important projects for us. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. Scheneker. I really appreciate you being here. I haven't gotten any word that anyone has questions, so I think that we'll move on from there. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Chair Hornstein, any other discussion or thoughts on this before we move to a vote on the A2 amendment?
No, thank you. And I think I will also thank Mr. Scheneker and all of the feedback. Again, there was a lot of conversations I've had just really over the last 24 hours to get, you know, the full breadth of interest in this. And I'm encouraged by the interest. And as I mentioned earlier, it's an important topic, and we will be holding hearings And, you know, there'll probably be a fairly vigorous discussion and very likely some legislation next year, again, given the fact that all of the caucuses are interested and many members have put forward ideas on this issue. So I think this is the proper thing to do at this time, but it is certainly not the end of the conversation.
Thank you very much, Chair Hornstein. We don't have any further comment that I've gotten word of at this time, so I think we'll move forward with a vote. If anyone has any final comments they would like to make, you can unmute yourself and do that now before the vote. So I'll just give a couple seconds here. All right, hearing none, this is a roll call vote. And so, Mr. Dodge, will you please call the roll on the A2 amendment?
Representative Hornstein.
Aye.
Representative Tabke.
Aye.
Representative Torkelson.
Aye.
Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Representative Elkins.
Aye.
Representative Hausman.
Aye.
Representative Heinrich.
Aye.
Representative Cagle.
Aye.
Representative Koznick.
Aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Aye.
Representative Petersburg.
Aye.
Representative Richardson.
Aye.
Representative Runbeck.
Aye.
Representative West.
Aye.
Representative Walgamott.
Aye.
Representative Joachim.
Aye.
There are 18 ayes and 0 nays.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dodge. With there being 18 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails and the A2 amendment is adopted. So now, does anyone else, do any members have any questions or further comments on this bill? All right, hearing none, Representative Torkelson, you had some final comments you'd like to make.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I'd like to thank everyone for their work on this. As we all know, it's a bit challenging to work under these circumstances, but I do appreciate the efforts to move forward some provisions that will certainly be helpful for our citizens and get some of these things taken care of, that loose ends tied up. I guess I do have a question for the author of the bill as far as the path forward for this bill, given our action today and the action in the Senate yesterday.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair and Representative Torkelson. We are moving to Ways and Means not because we have a lot of, I believe we don't have, there's very minimal to zero fiscal impact. However, there are some funds that are, some money in this bill that different agencies are going to absorb. And, you know, anything that has even a penny associated with it does have to go to Ways and Means. So hence the referral to Ways and Means. It will go to Rules from there. And, you know, the Senate has a separate process. I think they're also going to apply rules. You know, my understanding from the Chairman Newman is he will also be looking at the Section 24 as well. You know, we will at some point either concur with them, which is a likely path, or vice versa. But, you know, we will have this bill on the House floor, but I can't give you, Mr. Chair and Representative Torkelson, any kind of a ballpark figure as to when that timing is. Chairman Newman and I moved this week to in our respective committees to do this because we know that we're really getting towards the end of session, and we really wanted to make sure that these non-controversial yet very important provisions, some of them even COVID-related, were signed into law this year. So that's the path forward.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Any follow-up with that, Representative Torkelson?
No, thank you, Mr. Chair, and the author for that explanation.
All right. With that, Mr. Chair, would you please renew your motion and give any closing comments?
Well, thank you very much again, Mr. Chair and members. I very much appreciate, again, I'll echo what Representative Torkelson said, everyone's involvement and engagement in this. And, you know, we are hoping to move forward on a couple of other provisions that are key to members on both sides of the aisle and both bodies. A possible bill coming next week, of course, that depends on some of our negotiations, you know, with the other body, but those are ongoing, and this is probably our second to last meeting. I hope we have a meeting next week. If we have a meeting next week, it's because we've made some progress on issues that are still outstanding that we would like to move forward on, but we don't have agreement quite yet. So with that, Mr. Chair and members, I'd like to renew my motion that House File 976, as amended, be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Mr. Dodge, will you please call the roll?
Representative Hornstein.
Aye.
Representative Tabke.
Aye.
Representative Torkelson.
Aye.
Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Representative Elkins.
Aye.
Representative Hausman.
Aye.
Representative Heinrich.
Aye.
Representative Cagle.
Aye.
Representative Kosnick.
Kosnick, aye.
Representative Mason.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative O'Driscoll.
Aye.
Representative Petersburg.
Aye.
Representative Richardson.
Aye.
Representative Runbeck.
Aye.
Representative West.
Aye.
Representative Walgamott.
Aye.
Representative Joachim.
Aye.
There are 18 ayes and 0 nays.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dodge. With 18 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails, and House File 976, as amended, is referred to the Ways and Means Committee. So with that, Mr. Chair, would you like to take over the gavel?
Sure. Mr. Chair, thank you for guiding us through this meeting. And there's no further business before our committee. We stand adjourned.